you're not going to give me that for nothing. I know better than that.
They know they're not going to get something for nothing.
And they say it's not worth your time. They'll get chased. Well, like one cat's a minute, get you busted real quick. Because
asking too many
questions. They'll go ask somebody, do you know, this fella came to me and said this or that. What do you think about that?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's really hard to fool them.
That's interesting. Let's see. Okay. Back to houses. What would you call a little building outside where you might keep gardening tools, stuff like that?
Call a storehouse.
Okay. Say you have a house that's shaped like this. Here comes this part of the house and it's got a right angle like that. And both parts of the house have a peaked roof like this. No?
Like yeah, there's something.
And then there's a low place where they join. Do you have a name for that low place? Where the roof's tall?
No.
Neither did I. Yeah. I'm sorry, did you? What do you call those things that go along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Rain gutter.
Okay. Do you have any experience at all with farms?
Yeah, you know, I've been in O'Donnell. I was going to the farm quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, what kind of buildings do they have on the farms out there?
Well, that was some farmers had pig pens, but little pig houses, you know. That was a barn. We didn't call them silos, though. The thing where they kept the corn and the grain.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten what to call those things.
Was it a separate building?
Yeah. It was always kept in a circular type building. It was made circular and real tall most of the time. And that was a chicken house. And they either call that the chicken roost. The chicken roost or the chicken house. Well, I think the roost were the things that they built and they were the little boards that went across. Where the chicken was set up on it. And then that was a little trough-like thing with the hay in it, sort of up for the hens to lay the eggs in. I've forgotten what they call those things. But I remember.
Do you ever have something that they put under the hen to make the she was sitting on her own egg and make her lay?
Yeah, I don't know what you call that, though. My grandfather had a lot of chickens. As a matter of fact, that's the only way we got to eat chicken then. It was that you had to get, you know, grow your own chicken.
We had to kill it too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was always a trip.
Did you ever do that?
I remember perhaps wringing the neck off a couple of chickens. And, you know, the blood is...
Oh,
and the chicken is flopping around. And I always hated that. My mother, my grandfather had a little banny rooster. That was his pet rooster. And my grandfather, you mentioned you thought he was a very good looking old man. He was. And all the old ladies around there liked him. I guess they might have been younger women back then. Anyway, he had refused to buy groceries. And my mother came from Dallas. No, she wrote that when I was very young. This story she related to me. And she killed his pet banny rooster and cooked it and fed it to him.
Oh, that is horrible. Did she do it intentionally? How mean? Why'd she do that?
Because he had neglected his responsibilities to the family.